We visit once again with Coach Ross Rogers, the head coach of the Bryant Vikings. And Coach, you brought it up last week that you had not won a season opener since you returned to coaching here with the Bryant Vikings. Well, you just swept that off the table with a 20-10 win over Waller, and that had to be a pretty good feeling after the game.
It made Labor Day better. I mean, there's six Labor Days in a row we haven't been very happy about what we had done. And so, it was better. And even though I had a knot in my stomach as the game finished because our offense just played so poorly, but we did make some plays at the end to get us the points.
Offense may have played poorly at times. You did get plays down the stretch. As you said, the defense played extremely well, I thought, the entire game. And one of the things about playing against a wishbone is if you give up that outside option, those guys just run into the end zone with nobody out there to tackle them. You never did. I'm not sure they ever got back to the line of scrimmage running that outside option.
Yeah, Coach, all our defensive coaches, Coach Page, we had you go to a different scheme and you play some things a little bit differently with your cornerback so they can take that pitch. And, I felt like that we would do a good job on that. I was a little worried about their power game to the open inside, which they hurt us with a little bit, and the quarterback keep to the split inside. But for the most part, I was really pleased about everything that went on.
You mentioned this last week. You're going to run into some passing teams, obviously, and you'll get one this week. And yet you're still going to see some running teams once you get into district in 14-6A. So this is probably, with a two-game non-district schedule, probably a pretty good setup for what you have coming ahead.
Yeah, I probably didn't think about that when we set the games up. Lee and I discussed whether we wanted to keep the game going, and we decided even though we would rather not play each other, we think the old Crosstown Showdown ought to keep going. Then Waller, who had been more of an open attack last year, decided to go the wishbone. So there we come up with a power-oriented team and then turn around and get a team that just soon throw it eight out of 10 times. Now, if they have to run, they will run, but they're set up to do the opposite. So, yeah, we got the best of both worlds in our non-district game.
I want to give Coach Phillips a little credit. He had ran one of the coolest punt plays on fourth down that I've ever seen. I thought, first of all, sticking with the wishbone basically the whole game, they're definitely going with that. But that fourth down punt play, I'd never seen anything like that. That was just a great play.
Yeah, it was kind of like a rollout, and, the quarterback reversed out, and he would go to his right. And, of course, he had three backs in there blocking in front of him, so it made a lot of sense. I'd never seen it. So, yeah, I'm just glad they were punting.
That's true. That's always a good thing when they're kicking the ball away. Yeah. All right, let's take the other side of the ball. It was a little hit and miss on the offensive side. You did have some turnovers and some near turnovers. What are your thoughts about – are these correctable kind of things? You also had a lot of penalties in the game.
Yeah, all of that. It just – we just didn't take care of the ball on a few occasions. We got lucky to get a couple back. I felt like that our snaps – we're not consistent in our gun, and so Kerry was under a lot of duress trying to field it and then trying to do some things. We were asking for a lot of reads, and those things weren't available because we were very inconsistent. So, we've spent a lot of time on that. Penalties, it just really eats on a coach, and we talk about it, but we've got to change the snap count to keep the defense from backing their ears. But we got to be disciplined enough not to let it affect us, and it did the other night. We just didn't handle it very well, and it was very frustrating, and certainly these are all correctable things, but we've got to get them corrected as soon as possible, by Friday night.
I thought Kerry did a lot of things, though, pretty well. I think some of the decisions he made were good ones.
Oh, yeah. He's – I think if you give him good snaps and with our game, he's got a good idea what we want him to do. And, and he's a dual threat, whether we're doing it in the passing game, the running game with the sprint outs, he did well. I thought we blocked for him pretty well. He did get pushed out of bounds a couple of times. I was kind of upset about not getting some roughing the passers over there. But, we just – Kerry's been there a lot now, and I think we expect a lot of him, and he expects a lot of himself. And he's a leader in the huddle, and we just got to keep – we got to tighten the bolts. We're just loose right now. We got to tighten the bolts, and we talked about that all week with our offensive team.
Well, it might have been a little high on that pass that he threw to Lynch, but Lynch sure went up there and got it and left everybody behind on the sideline.
Yeah, they've played a lot of 7-on-7 and stuff together and thrown, and really it was a perfectly lofted ball because he couldn't throw it on a line or the man in front of him would have knocked it down. And And we expect Gary to make those catches. And, of course, then turn around and take it for a touchdown. That was even better.
I'm going to go ahead and get into the Crosstown Showdown because I want to. You probably have a better feel for the history of this game than just about anybody because you were around when this thing got going. And this is going to be, I think, game number 31 between these two teams. Talk a little bit about how this thing got started.
Yeah, you know, I've kind of talked about it every year, but we had come in and Consolidated and Bryan had played in the same district. And that would have been 86-87. And so when we got in, we weren't scheduled to play Bryan. We didn't play Bryan 88-89. So I talked to Merrill because we had, of course, had some success by then in 89. I said, you know, it would be a great thing if we went back to playing and could play at Kyle Field. And Kyle Field was willing to let us in there for a minimal cost. And Coach Green said, well, you know, it's probably a lose situation, but for this community, it should be something special. And golly, I have to think, first 3 or 4 years, 5 years, 6 years, it may have been the most well-attended game in the state of Texas for high school football. Just tremendous crowds, a lot of people that work in Bryan and live in College Station, vice versa, live in College Station, work in Bryan. So the kids, it was a great game. There was only two high schools in town, and it was really something else. And then it progressed to us going into the district and being with them. So we played for a couple of years. We made sure it was the last game of the year. And so we've played anywhere from the second or third game of the year in non-district to maybe game 10 when we were in the same district. So, golly, it just seems ages me a lot to think it's been 31 years.
31 years is we get this actually – 33 years, as you said, 2 years off in there. But this thing has been going on for a while. Glad that it's still going. It'll be at A&M Consolidated tonight. It is the Crosstown Showdown tonight. It's at Tigerland Stadium, and it will be the Bryan Vikings taking on the A&M Consolidated Tigers. There's a lot of talk, Coach, about how you and Lee Fedora go back. I laughed at Lee. I heard him on the radio this week talking about how Zach Taylor asked him, said, you guys don't know everything about each other. He says, well, yeah, I think we kind of do. You guys have a lot of history together.
Yeah, we do. And you know, Lee was a junior when I got here the spring, and we didn't have a very good year. He was played everything for me, both sides of the ball. And then senior year, we got a little bit better, you know, a lot better. And we in 89 went 14-1, lost the state championship. And then, you know, after going to A&M, he wanted to try to play football and baseball. He kept hurt his hamstring. So he went on and finished in baseball, of course, a great baseball career there. And then as soon as we could hire him right out of college, he came right back to us and worked with us 3 or 4 years before we went to Rogers as the first head coaching job. So, you know, and then when I would move there to Harker Heights, a lot of Wednesday nights, our families would get together on Wednesday night after the last Wednesday practice, you know, getting ready for Thursday and Friday. So a lot of closeness together. Our wives are good friends and families, and you know, and then you throw in Coach Hoppers, who was with me and with my dad in 1965, Ray Cavanaugh, who played on that team. I'm sure I'm forgetting somebody else, but it's tough to play them, but it is a great game between two great high schools.
And you played again tonight at A&M Consolidated. You mentioned when the game was played at Kyle Field, and it's back to being played at Tigerland and played here at Merrill Green Stadium. It seems like that has renewed a lot of the excitement. Maybe just getting back in a smaller stadium has brought back some of that.
Yeah, I think with the splitting going on, it took away some of the crowd effect. And then, to be honest with you, Bryan had not competed very well in the game, and at least not won it. And so we've only won it one time in the 6 years I've been here. So became a one-sided rivalry, and it still is until we can get some wins going. But another thing is Kyle Field just not as inexpensive as it used to be. And now we got four high schools. It just makes no sense to go back. And we've got a great venue here, and Tigerland's a fun place too. So I'm looking forward to going back over there. It's just a little bit different being on the other sideline. But I've done it from Bryan's sideline, and I did it from Harker Heights. So it's not new to me.
You will not see the wishbone this week. I think there's a good chance you're not going to see that at any point. You might see some empty backfield, things like that, but they're going to throw the ball most of the time. And what impressed me last week, and you and I were both over at Killeen watching that, Stephen Ray is a guy who moved from the wide receiver position. They still threw a lot to him last week, but he's a pretty good-looking running back, too.
Yeah, I think they've got what they want. They've got the back that can make you miss, can keep you honest inside. Fedor Caden, he was right on target, threw a lot of great balls. They sacked him a few times, but he was smart enough not to turn it over. And then, of course, when you got the wideouts they've got on the outside with Floyd and Price, you know, it's just they've got a big-time scoring machine, and certainly they showed it, even though I'm sure they, in their mind, they didn't do the things as well as they wanted to, total game plan. But when you put as many points up they did, it's kind of impressive.
Well, the other side of the ball, defensively, they got some pretty solid players coming back from a very good defense that took them a couple of rounds in the playoffs a year ago. Your thoughts about that side of the ball?
Well, they've had to rebuild there a lot more. But when you start with Josh Ellison, that's a good start. They did take Connor Hicks and move him to offensive tackle to give him bookend tackles. But, you know, they replaced their middle linebacker. Both defensive ends are new from last year. Both safeties are pretty much new from last year. But there, a lot of their skilled kids can play both ways. And so, they've rebuilt their defense. And, we're going to have some success. We're going to have to find some things to do because we cannot allow Fedora and Caden and the offense, the Tigers, to stay on the line ball a lot. I do think our defense can play with them. I think we'll give them a good tussle there. But we've got to have some offensive success for us to make the kind of game we want it to be.
You talked about Coach Hoppers, and the thing about Coach Hoppers over years and years is you get out there and you think, well, he's not making a lot of adjustments. They just line up the same way. Gosh, they play well all the time. What a good coach.
Yeah, and, you know, I think he's a throwback in a lot of ways. And, you know, so many of the young coordinators feel, well, you know, I can change this and do that. He wants the kids to make the adjustments. You know, so is if they're doing this to you, I know it inside out what I'm supposed to do on this base defense. So all the nuances and little subtleties they can make on the run because they don't change up a lot. And it's very impressive. Last year, neither one of us had a big offensive game. I think we held them to one of their lowest of the year, and they held us to a low. We couldn't get anything going other than just a couple big plays here and there, and felt like we had a chance to win it had our offense been a little better because our defense played extremely well last year, and we're counting on that again this year.
How big a game is this for the Bryan Vikings? You get two games in, and then you get that off week next week, and then you're into 14-6A.
Yeah, there's no must games right now, but golly, to go 2-0 into an open day getting ready for Tom Ball Memorial coming in 2 weeks from then, that would be unbelievable. A start, kind of the start we hope to have, but when you schedule a Waller who, you know, is going to pound us and turn around and go against Consolidated, who's probably an 18-19 point favorite, it's going to take a really good effort. But yes, if we can get all this done and things were bounce our way, it'd be a heck of a 2-0 start for us.
Bryan at A&M Consolidated, the Crosstown Showdown is coming up next from Tigerland Stadium. We'll be back with more in just a moment.